Welcome, everybody. This is the Upasika day, and it's the renewal day. And we've done the, prior to the meal offering, the renewal ceremony took place, and we'll begin the teaching session of this day. And the theme of the day is around daily life practice. And we thought to focus on Ajahn Chah's new book, biography and collection of his teachings, so that rooting the today's teachings in his teaching and of course the example that he gave to the world, really, and his biography has been we waited for a long time for it to be published, and it is it's done. So it's in the free book room, free distribution book room. People are welcome to have copies, and the section that I wanted to focus on today is the section on the that Ajahn Chah's teachings to the lay community. It's titled "Out of Compassion," and there's very much the case that Ajahn Chah was an exemplar of loving kindness and compassion. I remember one time Lumpa Liam, his successor, saying that a few of us were talking together, so senior Western monks. I think Ajahn Viradhamma was there as well. We're chatting with Lumpa Liam, and he's saying, one of the main qualities or characteristics of Ajahn Chah was his loving kindness and compassion, and he said that was people wanted to be around him, and people were drawn to him because of his loving kindness and compassion. And then Rupaliam stopped and said, "Loving kindness and compassion, that's really tiring." "I'm going to focus on equanimity." certainly that characteristic of compassion, warmth, it was very characteristic, and people were drawn to him. And of course, he could be incredibly ferocious as well. He could be a real taskmaster as well. But one always felt this compassion underlying it. I thought to begin the afternoon by showing some video clips of Ajahn Chah, so that people get a sense of. Because you can read on the page, and you can sort of get a feel for a person or appreciation of the teachings. But I think it's helpful to have a visual image of the person who we're referring to and who these teachings is coming from, and the. They're from two documentaries that were done, both by the BBC, and I think the first clips are from the second film, second documentary, which was done in 1979 on Ajahn Chah's second trip to England, and it was during the time of Ajahn Chah had been in England prior to that, 1977, and there was a lot of interest, and one of the people who was interested was a person who worked for the BBC and wanted to do a documentary of Ajahn Chah at his monastery, so that happened, and it was done for the Open University. It's called The Mindful Way, and it's still used in the Open University's Buddhism course. And so that the second film was when Ajahn Chah went to England the second time. First time he went to just check it out and see if it's appropriate to set up a monastery. And he thought it was appropriate, and he left Ajahn Sumedho there with a few monks to establish Sangha and begin a teaching there. So these are short clips. As I said, the first ones are from The Buddha Comes to Sussex, and then the second one is from The Mindful Way, which was done in Thailand at his monastery at Wat Bopong itself. So we could